שיבתי אלך ותיר פה עיני השם אלוהי קוי שיבתי אלך ותיר פה עיני השם אלי סוף מן שיוי לנפשי
WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice.
Yim hila machazikim bo besimcha yom yusha Et chayim hila machazikim bo besimcha yom yusha
Et chayim hila machazikim bo besimcha yom yusha Et chayim hila machazikim bo
Hey
Wow, just great. Yaakov Shweki. I had the privilege of hearing him perform live. That was last week. So there was a celebration over at... Lag BaOmer last Wednesday over at the Young Israel. And boy, he just was phenomenal. It was just great. So Libi BaMizrach is a song, and it's the name of the disc as well on Adirit Music. He had a great video show behind him too, very interesting. He was there for celebrating the people who help in, and I'll see if I can remember the name of the group, Yachad. So these are young people who help people with disabilities, and they do a lot of great work. There are a lot of organizations supporting it, including the Ruderman Family Foundation. And so it was really, really nice to be there, Besimcha. Before that, Shlomo Yehuda Rechnitz, Eitz Chaim He from the Yossi Rubin and David Fadida present Shlomo Yehuda Rechnitz. And the Idan Rachel Project before that, Shav, Stay, from the CD Within My Walls and Helicon. Mendy Werdiger from the CD Zakenu on Adirit Records, Hashem Elokai. And Tim Sparks from the CD Neshama on Sadik Records, the Baal Shem Tov's Melody. Rebbe Soul from Another World is the CD on Rebbe Soul Music, Imish Kachek. And Shlomo Karlbach and Neshama Karlbach, Alele Ani Bochea Story, The Ocean of Tears, on Karlbach and Neshama Shel Shlomo on Sameach Music. Let's see, I think that brings us up to date here. So here's an important announcement. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.edc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. If you've experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain, and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. And that's the same website to visit, www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest. So, brought to you by the folks here at WMFO. And, oops, some of you may have already seen, I was just going to check on my website, that Trump has, in fact, said no to that Iran nuclear deal. And I don't want that. I want my own website. Let's see if I can get... Where can it give me? No, I want... And why isn't it allowing me to do that? That's weird. Email. Huh. Usually it gives you a way to get... Huh. Well, I don't know. This is really weird. Let's see. Use another account. That's what I want. Okay, good. So let's see if I can get into my account to give you some more information about that. All right, that should work. Let's see. Breaking Israel news. No, that wasn't it. Okay, let's see if I can find this. Well, this is something that addresses that. This is the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Lying is the national anthem and Magna Carta of the Ayatollah's regime. Oh, boy. Interesting. So that actually wasn't what I was looking for, but that's interesting. Let's see if we can find that. Here it is. Okay, this was a JTA news alert. Trump withdraws U.S. from the Iran nuclear deal. Britain, France, and Germany had pressed Trump to stay in the deal, but the president said it was defective at its core. So, let's see if we can open this up. Yeah. I'm announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal, Trump said, speaking at the White House Tuesday. Oops, come back here. It's jumping around. Come back. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to reinstate nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. The sanctions, Trump will reinstate, target countries, businesses, and individuals that deal with Iran's financial system. Trump's decision comes after a full court press by three European nations, also party to the 2015 deal, not to pull out. Over recent weeks, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson have visited Washington to try and persuade Trump to stay in the deal. Trump and Macron, who are close, spoke earlier Tuesday. The deal swaps sanctions relief for Iran's rollback of its nuclear program. Trump had said he might stay in the deal if it could be renegotiated to remove, quote, sunset, unquote, clauses that allow Iran to resume some enrichment of fissile material within a decade. He also wants a tougher inspections regime and to roll a missile testing ban into the deal. European allies said reopening the deal now, particularly in relation to the sunset clauses, was impossible, especially given the adamant opposition of the other parties, Iran, Russia, and China. Instead, they countenanced increasing pressure on Iran in other arenas, including new sanctions targeting its missile testing, and then committing to pressure on Iran as the sunset clauses loomed closer to extend bans on enrichment. Trump rejected those overtures. Quote, this was a one-sided deal that should have never, ever been made, he said. Israel and Saudi Arabia, by contrast, have been U.S. allies, pressing for a pullout from the deal. Netanyahu last week unveiled documents showing that Iran had, before the 2015 deal, hidden the breadth of its nuclear weapons program, nuclear weapons development. Trump credited Netanyahu's presentation in making his decision. Today we have definitive proof that this promise was a lie, he said, referring to Iran's pledge to roll back its nuclear program. Quote, it is clear to me that we cannot prevent an Iranian nuclear bomb under the decaying and rotten structure of the current agreement, he said. The Iran deal is defective at its core. It's not clear what happens going forward. The Trump administration would have to put in place staff and mechanisms to monitor compliance with U.S. sanctions, a process that could take months, giving some leeway to renegotiate a deal. On the other hand, simply announcing the reimposition of sanctions is likely to have an inhibitive effect on doing business with Iran, effectively crippling the deal almost immediately. So, well, we'll see what will be. Interesting. Wow. Well, okay, so the world is nuts, as we all know. Okay, let's go on to some more music here on WMFO. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the OKB Trio, Millennia, and the CD is called The ING, and I think I've got some info on that for you. Okay, so this is Perez, Shugawa, and Woodruff are proud of two important firsts. The ING represents first music ever recorded at Chris Benheim's thriving new studio, Bighorn Sheep, built by their dear friends Mr. Benham and Kevin Thomas. Okay, and open under construction, planning to record, pushing Benham to open, birth of Shugawa's daughter brought needed time. It's a whole Megillah here. Okay, so let's see. We got Oscar Perez on piano, Kiriko Shugawa on bass, Kiriko Shugawa, and Brian Woodruff on drums. All right, that's from Carry On Production, those folks. And okay, so before that, Jared Gold, Dave Stryker, and McClenty Hunter. And the CD is Reemergence, and the cut we heard was Reemergence. Let's see what we have to say about this one. So, Jared Gold is on Hammond B3 organ, Dave Stryker on guitar, Billy Hart on drums, Jeremy Pelt on trumpet and flugelhorn. And before that, we had McClenty Hunter Jr. Give Thanks. The CD is called The Groove Hunter, both from Strike Zone Records. And that features some of the same folks. Let's see, McClenty Hunter Jr. on drums, Stacy Dillard on tenor, Eric Reed on piano, Corcoran Holt on bass, Eddie Henderson on trumpet on some of the cuts. Okay, Donald Harrison on alto, also some cuts, Dave Stryker, okay, on guitar, and Eric Wheeler on bass, Christian Sands on piano, Fender Rhodes on certain cuts. Okay, he's been a part of the New York scene for the last 10 years. Etc., etc. More on that another time because we don't have time for all of that. All right, so I'm going to go out with something from Satako Fuji, turned 60, a bright force. The CD is called Kira Kira, and let's see if we have time for all of this. So we better change to a different cut because I don't think we have time for all of that. Five, let's go to one. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.